This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast.
That was like, I want you. No, like you want to, by Kina Alexander. You are on Mad Wednesdays with Robbie and Dean.
Yeah, you are.
One of the stalwarts of the LGBTIQ community is having an anniversary soon, aren't they?
Is it me? No, it's
usually,
not.
To be fair.
I like to make a lot of things about me, but no, we're actually talking about Melbourne's Gay and Lesbian Chorus, who this year are celebrating 30 years. They're turning 30. Dirty 30, I think, is the best way to put it. They're Australia's longest-running LGBTIQA+ choir, and this year is a big celebration, and they're kicking things off with a special performance this Saturday as a part of Midsummer, which is pretty exciting. And joining us now in the studio from the Melbourne Gay and Lesbian Chorus is Emily Cook. Hi, Emily. How are you?
I'm good, thanks, Dean. How are you?
Very good. Now, you have been with the chorus for 9 years. Mm. Why did you decide that the chorus was the way you wanted to go?
I actually heard them sing one of their Christmas concerts. I think I'd heard an advert actually on Joy 94.9. And I went along to check them out, and they just seemed to be having so much fun, and they sounded great, and I just thought, I want to be part of this. So I emailed them, and 9 years later,
wow,
still there, still loving it.
So had you ever sung as a part of choruses before?
I'd sung at, in choirs at school, and then I'd sung with kind of casually with a few friends.
But that doesn't really count. Like, I think everyone's kind of done that, but it doesn't count in this same way. Because when you do things at school, it's something completely different. But if you've never seen the Melbourne Gay and Lesbian Chorus perform, it's absolutely amazing. MGLC, got to get that right. It's so much fun to watch because you've got this diverse range of ages and genders and sexualities all together rocking it out in different ways with different tunes. And it really is a joy to watch.
And I think we've got over 80 people sometimes in concerts, so you just get that wall of sound. As you say, so many different people from so many different walks of life. It's great to be a part of.
So 9 years, are you excited? I mean, I know it's the anniversary of the 30th this year, but are you excited for next year when it'll be your 10th with the chorus?
Yeah, so I'm not quite, I got the anniversary wrong. I couldn't quite coordinate. If I could go back in time and join a year earlier, I'd do that.
When you started that many years ago, did you think 9 years on you'd still be a part of the chorus?
I don't know. I think it's just become so much a part of my life, not just the singing, but the friends that I've made through it, that I think it will now always be part of my life. So even if I'm not singing, I'll still come to the concerts and still kind of volunteer and still see the people. It's just such a kind of community organisation. There's so many links there.
It really is. They're an amazing community organisation. We'll often see them performing at different Pride festivals all around Victoria, choral concerts with other groups. Like you said, the Christmas concerts and other fundraisers ones as well. And there's something to be said for what the chorus brings to our community, for those of us that just enjoy listening, but also for those that are involved. It's a whole heap of fun as well, isn't it?
It is. And actually, one of our main things for our anniversary year is to kind of do more outreach. So we're hoping to get out and about a bit more in Victoria, not just within Melbourne, but get out to some other communities, take part in some festivals. And our launch will be talking more about exactly where we'll be going and what we'll be doing.
Well, the launch is this Saturday, isn't it?
This Saturday at the Abbotsford Conference.
Yes, kicking off with Midsummer, the Melbourne Gay and Lesbian Chorus are launching their 30th anniversary with a special concert. It's a free family-friendly event that everyone can come and be a part of, and it's from 3 p.m. where you can come and just hear this amazing music and see the fabulous and fun and learn more about what the 30th anniversary has in store. But my question to you, Emily, is, are there any surprises in store for things that we could hear at the concert on Saturday?
I don't want to give too much away.
I know, everyone's scared. Everyone is scared because musical director Drew Downing is a taskmaster. We know him. We love him very well. But, you know, you don't want to give anything away, but there's got to be a little something you
It'll
can
be some of the highlights from our previous year. Obviously, some of the things we did for our Christmas Cracker concert. We had a David Bowie and Annie Lennox concert earlier in the year. So there'll be a few things from that, but then also some of the things that we're working towards for our shows this year that are coming up. So a few teasers for our 2020 season.
What a great way, if you've never seen the Melbourne Gay and Lesbian Chorus before, what a great way to get a little snapshot of all the, you know, the bits and pieces that you've done throughout the year and what's coming up. I love that this is a free event. Why was it important to make it so accessible for people?
It's just one of our big things this year is to try and reach out to as much of the community as we can. So families, people that don't necessarily come to our concerts usually just try and get out there, and as I said, get out of Melbourne as well later in the year to try and reach out to more people. So if it's free, money's no barrier, come on down.
I think that's something wonderful about that as a part of Midsummer as well, because there are so many ticketed events, and it's great to, for a community organisation such as the Chorus to be able to put on a free event that everyone can come and enjoy. The weather's going to be lovely, and it's so worth coming along and actually just hearing what they do and how they do it and being a part of it. It's exciting because a lot of people would just go, they hear the Melbourne Gay and Lesbian Chorus, like they're at Midsummer or hearing this or that. But and choral music for some people, they can, and chorus music, they can feel like it's a little bit, oh, I don't know. But it's actually really awesome. It's fantastic to hear what a huge group of people can do with all these different sounds and the melodies and rhythms they can make and what that music can do for you. You guys actually performed at the volunteer event that we had in combination with Thorn Harbour, Joy and so Switchboard and so many other community organisations. But I think it's also important to mention that the Melbourne Gay and Lesbian Chorus is a community organisation, just like we are here at Joy. They give as much as they get from the community and really create this space for people to have a home and friends and to be able to be a part of something amazing. Every single year, are there opportunities for people to come and be a part and join?
Yes, we're certainly recruiting at the moment. So a big year to join. So if you join now, then you can keep track of how long you've been in the choir much
exactly.
more easily.
Exactly, it's much more easy.
Join on an anniversary. That's my advice to someone who's been in the choir for 9 years. Join on an anniversary. We've got a new member intake starting. So we're having a come and try it out evening on Wednesday the 12th of February. So if anyone's interested, kind of look us up, get in touch and come on down, have a sing, meet some people, see
it all.
See how much you enjoy it.
Well, we put the details for the web address up on all of our social media, but I think a lot of people can be worried. I'm not that a good singer, or I'm okay of doing it, you know, and they can maybe think that their voice might not be up to par than other people's.
Doesn't matter. Come along. If you enjoy singing, you're very much welcome. And we've got a huge range of voices in terms of sounds, people with experience, people who read music, people who don't read music. So if you enjoy singing, come down and give it a try.
So what she's saying is there's even hope for you, Robbie.
No, I doubt that's exactly what Emily means. I'll see that. But I will come down and watch.
Yes.
I love to see it.
Not everyone can join the choir because we need audience too.
So yeah,
everyone,
exactly.
Everyone's welcome
That's
in the audience.
That's an important position as well.
Well, happy 30th anniversary, Melbourne Gay and Lesbian Chorus. This is not going to be the first time that you're going to be hearing from the chorus this year from Mad Wednesday. We're huge followers of them and we're huge supporters of what they do for our communities and just the sound that they create for us. It's a joy to have, and we can't wait to have so many of you back here on the show for your 30th anniversary this year. But get yourself along this Saturday to the Abbotsford concert in the Resina
Auditorium.
Let's go with that. And from 3 o'clock, it's a free family-friendly event, and you can hear their amazing singing as they kick off their 30th anniversary with a fabulous launch event for Midsummer. Emily, thank you so much for coming and joining
us. Thank you.
Us.
I look forward to seeing you at all our concerts throughout
yes,
the year.
Yes, you'll absolutely see me this Saturday. You're on Mad Wednesdays on Joy 94.9 with Robbie and Dean.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day. Live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.